We see this iconic reading, right? Jesus turns over the money changers' tables and drives them out with a whip of cords and get these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace. And then his disciples recalled the words of scripture, zeal for your house consume me. That's actually on the coat of arms for Father Z. And I wonder if he just liked anything that came out of this particular gospel passage. Father Z is a treasure, and he's tough. You know, he was raised by, I think, two police officers, maybe military too, only child. And he learned to be a person who is firm and tough. And sometimes God has to be that for us. I think we're going through that right now, okay? I think we're going through a time where God has given us a little spanking because he's tried everything else. So I just want to end with that. But I want to go on this way. You're amazing. I know I've said that before, but you are. Okay? You're amazing. Every one of you, I know in my heart, you're all in. And you're totally dedicated. And you're right up there. What do you want me to do, Lord? I'll do it. And so you're amazing. I think we worked at that together. Over the years, to try to become stronger in the Lord and in his mighty power. So Ephesians 6:10, I just quoted from. Again, I want that on my funeral card. But we tried hard to do that, and we're continuing to try to become stronger. In the midst of this, the devil is having a temper tantrum right now because of people like you. He'll have none of it. And so Diabolos, the great divider, right, will try to get us to divide. Building up to something here. And it's this. We need to be as united as we possibly can going forward. I just met a couple that came here from Illinois, I believe. People are driving here. We got new members. We've got to get united. We got to get to know each other. We got to go out of our way, out of our comfort zone, to become one with each other, because that's the force that will turn the tide back to God. The other side, I'll call them radical secularism, that is just pummeling us right now. I'm saying we're all punched drunk from the abuse that we're taking, because the evil believes this is its time, and partly because it believes we're weak. Well, I think we are, maybe collectively as a church, but I think you're mighty and strong. But he wants to get at that, and he wants to weaken each one of us, and he wants to weaken us as a family of God. And so Diabolos, the great divider, will look for ways to break us up. And one of the ways that the devil's working, classically he does this, is to try to, he does what's called gaslighting, if you've heard this term before. But gaslighting, actually summed up, it just means that you belittle a person so much that they begin to lose confidence in their own selves. So the classic thing is the abusive husband to the wife, where she's just, she's mentally, she's just beat up. And doubting herself. That's just the classic. There's all kinds of ways that plays out. But right now, right, what's going on is we're getting beat up. We're getting gaslighted during this time. And this, and there's a lot of infighting going on too. See all the ways the devil's is trying to weaken us, trying to take away our strength. While you look over at their side, and they're so united. Why? Two reasons. Pride and fear. I wonder, I can't judge another person based on just glancing at them, but I wonder if someone who's driving down the road alone in the car in a mask is doing that because they want to be safe or because they want to be counted in as part of the elites. The woke, as they call it, right? And what are you and I? Okay, we're deplorable. troglodytes, I forget the other word that was just used recently, but we don't know better. You know, we can barely dress ourselves in the morning, according to them. See the gaslighting? And so they who are superior in their, you know, intelligence, you know, have to take care of us because we're just so crazy. Do you see the gaslighting that's going on there? And if we're not careful, we could buy into that. And so those who are staying real united are those who want, and I've used this image before, it's like what growing up, the cool kids on the playground. And how did they count themselves as cool? By mocking those who weren't in their group. Do you see what's going on? So it's pride. That I want to be counted, I want to be the woke, I want to be the elite. And so I have to distance myself from those crazy Christians, right? And we're losing people to this intoxicating desire to want to be accepted as the cool kids on the playground. So I'm trying to make a point, but you get it, right? It's one is pride, the other is fear. Fear, don't you dare step off the reservation. Don't you dare, you know, do anything that is not in the radical secular dogma, or we will punish you. We'll ruin your name. We'll take your job. We'll take your place in the community. Anything we can. And so a lot of people stay united for fear if they turn away from the cool kids. The cool kids will beat them up terribly. So they're very united. And those are two evil ways of doing it, of keeping themselves united. How are we united? How are we united? By our intense love for God. I want to do it your way, God. All I want to do is please you. All I want to do is to help build the kingdom of God. I want to be about that. I want to be a part of the children of light who collectively make a bonfire that push out the darkness with all of our light. So I'm asking, I'm tempted to say commanding, don't be divisive. Don't find reasons to get us disconnected from each other. I was talking with someone not too long ago, and well, you know, the 7:30 isn't really connected. There's a disconnect between 7:30 and 9:15, and oh boy, you know, one is, you know, the cool kids, and one, I don't know where they're going with that, but it was just a negative framing of the whole thing. And I just said, they just go to a different time. And so I want to work at that. And that leads me to where I want to go is recently, just this Saturday, Monsignor Bartilla sends out bullet points for us priests to be aware of every Saturday. It does. It comes in about 3:00 in the afternoon, every Saturday. This one was, and he's been during this COVID year giving us updates on that. Well, apparently Dane County, as of March 10th, I guess, is loosening up things. So one of the things they're doing is saying that gatherings of with food and drink can be up to 150 people. So we're going to, and I didn't tell the parish council that, so if you're on the parish council, you're listening to me, you're hearing this for the first time. We're going to have Palm Sunday breakfast, all right? And as soon as we can, I want to get coffee and donuts up and running. So we got to get all that up and running. None of my staff, Mary Lou, nobody knows that. It just came out of my mind to you right now, so. It's the first anybody's hearing about it. They're like, what, wait, what? But, you know, I'll put on the Palm Sunday breakfast by myself. I am so done. I don't know about you. I'm so done. I think this week, I've been just kind of glancing at comments people have been making, but I think this week starts the week where we're 15 days to flatten the curve. So a year ago this week. I think it's either this week or it's right around that time. I'm so done. And here's what I'm proposing. Here's what I'm asking. Here's what I'm begging, not commanding. Let's jump out of this disconnected time, you know, quarantined and distanced from each other and everything else that contributed to weakening us, and not just us, but everywhere. Let's come out of this in the most amazing way possible. So things that come to mind are, one is, let's get the choirs. I want to get the Knights of Divine Mercy. You know the Knights of Divine Mercy? I did a 9-month novena, and then I conceived, not the name, but the model. Let's get together once a month, and let's have a holy hour where I'm available in the confession, and more if needed, more priests are available if needed. And then let's do a powerful inspirational talk for about a half hour, and then let's do benediction, and then let's go have an awesome fraternal social so we can get really close to each other. We started that in 2007. It's been amazing, and we've had every amazing Catholic leading light possible here at those. I want to come out blazing out of this quarantine year and get that up and running. We'll start this fall. So any help, anybody, please, with that. And also, Aristotle, let's get that Knights of Divine Mercy school going. He's got the thumbs up there. At one point, we were at 20 guys, and you know what happened? They started having their fourth, fifth, and sixth child. You know? So they got a little... But if at all possible, if we could do that, it's a practice once a week. At one point, we were ready to cut a CD. It was awesome. But, you know, life takes over. So stuff like that, right? And actually, I changed the name to Holy League, and Cardinal Burke is the spiritual head of it now, all right? And the reason I changed it to Holy League is because I felt Knights of Columbus felt it was competing with them, and I didn't mean it for that. I meant it to say to the Knights of Columbus, why don't we do this too? We have the nice business meeting once a month. How about getting together for adoration, confession, an inspirational talk, and a fraternal social as well? But it wasn't breaking in because Knights of Divine Mercy, Knights of Columbus. All right, I'm trailing off here. But I have enthusiasm right now. I have zeal for your house will consume me. We're getting a spanking right now. I believe that. I believe that God is allowing some things, but hopefully, and this is, I believe, his intent, like any great parent, is to get our attention and to help us to move in the best way possible, okay? To be the best version of ourselves we could possibly be. And so we weren't able to do much in this past year, and it's been tough. And gosh, I miss those coffee and donuts after Mass, and just all the ways. But we're gonna surge out of this like you wouldn't believe. So, I need volunteers, all right? If your heart's pounding like mine is, and let's do this. Because the way I foresee it is, okay, maybe Easter is the time where we kind of go, you know, we're done. One of the things that's coming up, May 2nd, the bishop's going to be here. He's going to do the 10:45 Mass. You'll hear more about it as it gets closer. But that annual Eucharistic procession that they did downtown since the 70s, led by Richard Blaney and company, they determined a couple of years ago that the better location was out here. That's awesome. So we've been doing it out here. So that's May 2nd. So mark that on your calendar. And then we'll have like a potluck social afterwards. I'm thinking, I'm pointing up at the gym, but I think May 2nd I should point out in the yard. So I was thinking we could have something like that. So we need volunteers, like, you know, get the meat and the buns and set the grill up and all that stuff. But I don't know. Do I sound excited? I am. I am. I'm so done with this thing. And I know you are too. But here's the point to all of it, is that we're getting rolled by the devil. And how do we push him back? By being as loving and as united and as filled with awe and wonder for God as we can possibly be. That really, that's the way we'll do it, because people will look on to y'all and they'll say, I've got to have what you have. I got to get out of this cool kids, you know, and fear, and I got to jump into whatever you're doing here. So we need to work at that. We need to work at that collectively. The parish has always meant to be the epicenter of being a family of God, right? We have you have your own families, right? And we're a family as a church universal. But to really put that into practice, that we're a family together. And you guys have been amazing over all these years. And the devil spent the last year trying to get, I'll have none of his junk any longer. And I pray the same is with you. So let's get excited together, okay? Let's think of things. I know one of the things they're thinking of is, especially the 7:30 Mass, they're thinking about having, they're gathering up at school so they can hang out longer instead of, you know, overlapping into our Mass. So these are all brainstorm ideas, and I'm open to everything. Come to me with your great brainstorm ideas. But all again, so we can just celebrate God, celebrate each other, okay? And be that amazing light to push back the darkness. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God.